Bonjour à toutes et tous. Nous allons être en ligne sous peu avec notre représentante de l'UNICEF en Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, que vous connaissez peut-être parce qu'elle a briefé ici à deux reprises, il me semble, au moins, et peut-être plus. Cela fait un moment que nous n'avons pas parlé d'Ukraine ici, et nous voudrions faire le point avec vous pour que la population, évidemment, les enfants ne soient pas oubliés. Parce que le nombre d'enfants qui restent affectés par le conflit reste très important. Et donc Giovanna va vous donner plus de détails sur ce point. Giovanna, good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
I know it's not the first time you are briefing the press community sure. At Palais. Thank you very much for being with us from Ukraine. I'll give you the floor immediately, and I will. I just reminded the press that we are very happy to talk about Ukraine again. Please, you have the floor, Giovanna.
Thank you very much, and again, good morning to all of you. It is a great pleasure and a great opportunity, as we are marking, you know, unfortunately, the second anniversary of the conflict in eastern Ukraine, a conflict that, as you know, has really resulted in considerable suffering, especially for children. Today, according to the new data and the HRP, that, by the way, was the humanitarian response plan just launched here in Kyiv yesterday. We are estimating that around 580,000 children are today the most affected. These are the children that are living in non-government controlled areas and on both sides of the front line. These are children that are risking, you know, their life every single day. Children that are deprived of their basic rights, health, education, protection, and of course the right to play. We know that you know that thousands of children are still, you know, displaced and not being able to return to their homes. Overall, we have 1.6 million people officially displaced within Ukraine at the moment, and out of which 215,000 are children. So, you know, it's the suffering, unfortunately, is a reality of every day. Just to give you really, again, a few figures, over 200,000, so one in three, are in need of psychosocial support. These are 200,000 out of the 580,000 most affected by the consequences of the conflict. These are children that have witnessed violence and fighting, and that are really in need of immediate support. We cannot, of course, forget the many and all of the children are facing the risk of stepping on mines every day. Again, they are exposed to traumatic events, and so I mean there are still, unfortunately, after 2 years, a lot of challenges, a lot of issues. We have been very active in providing humanitarian support since the very beginning of the conflict. Of course, you know, we had some constraints such as security and access to really reach out to the most, you know, to the neediest children. But we have been, you know, working together with partners and together with the UN, UN other UN agencies, of course, in trying as much as possible to, you know, to fill, to respond to the needs. We it's important, I think, at this stage also to remind everybody that this is a conflict at this point that is affecting not only, you know, the eastern part of the country, but it's an impact that is going now beyond that specific area, as vulnerability and poverty are increasing and are definitely affecting those that were already, you know, very much vulnerable before the conflict. So this is in brief, you know, in a nutshell, a little bit where we are today, just to say that, of course, Ukraine cannot compete, you know, and with other crises, with other conflicts right now in the world. But we cannot forget that, indeed, there are still thousands of children that are very much suffering every single day the consequences of this conflict. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Giovanna. Lisa.
Thank you. Good morning. Lisa Schlein, Voice of America. I have a few questions for you. First, you mentioned children stepping on landmines. We just had a briefing on that, in fact. Do you have any figures in terms of casualties, children who have died, who have been maimed by stepping on these mines or cluster bombs, perhaps? I don't know if you have that. Then now the fighting in Ukraine seems to have subsided. I mean, the active war that we were reporting on earlier doesn't seem to be present right now. But now, were children recruited as child soldiers when the fighting was at its height? And if so, do any remain, or have they all been demobilized? And then lastly, the government had cut off social and welfare payments to eastern Ukraine. That has caused problems. Have any of these payments been resumed so that they could perhaps alleviate the suffering of children and others in the eastern part of the country?
Thank you very much. These are all very relevant questions. In terms on the you know, the mines issue, unfortunately, all what is related to data is extremely difficult. There isn't any proper system in place that can help us, you know, tracking down the number of children that have been injured or been killed, you know, by you know, mines or any, you know, unexploded device, unfortunately. We do have some figures that the Minister of Health, you know, has put together at a certain point, but they're really far from reflecting, you know, the reality. For example, you know, again, this was a few months ago, the Ministry had shared with us that around 60 out of the 60 children that had been killed, you know, by as a result of the conflict, around 40 were killed by mines or because of jumping on any of these devices. But again, I wouldn't take it as a reliable figure. In terms of the child soldier, again, unfortunately, there are rumors, but we have not received any firm evidence on this issue. So we keep, of course, investigating and talking with partners to try to understand better the reality, but this is still not too clear. Is very much so, social benefits, pensions and were capped long ago. So the whole area, the whole non-government controlled area is not receiving social benefits or pensions from the Ukrainian government. This is still the case today. It was never resumed. Some support is coming from Russia, so some of the salaries and the social benefits are being paid with the Russian support, and the de facto, you know, authorities are, you know, have been, you know, trying to address the issue and the problem, also by, you know, organizing themselves, you know, a bit more effectively at this stage. But as for your question, no, you know, this is still the case. They have not been resumed.
Thank you, Giovanna. Is there any latest last question? No last question. Thank you very much, Giovanna. Thanks a lot for this briefing.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.